milk lady get hard like clabber milk, and my mom and them put it up in the fireplace with a when he skillet with the lid on, cook that way to cook that cornbread. Make that like a hoe cake, like a pound cake. They didn't hoop it over in that skillet. She put the coals up on top of it, and that cornbread come from out there in the lid on top. She got the best cornbread in a bucket, a pan, a clab of milk in here. That's what I eat. Just combing up in there, take some sorghum soup, and pour in there. Okay, I'm going to town with a spoon. With a spoon. And I ate so much milk, I couldn't eat milk today. I mean, I can't eat no milk today.
What'd you do to get the impurities out of the milk?
See, nothing.
Did you ever run it through?
Yeah, they had them strain the milk.
Yeah.
They look like this big and pour the milk in and strain
it. Just to get the hair in.
Yeah, some of them take them big white sacks. Meal sack, flour sack, and strain it through there. Yeah, strain through them flour sacks. Yes, sir. That's right, but it's pure good milk. It's pure good milk. Yes, sir.
You know, that kind of cheese they'd make out of the clabber?
Yeah, none of the old folk, they...
Would they ever make anything out of the clabber?
Yeah.
Strain it through some...
Yeah,
take that clabber and strain it through,
yeah.
let the milk, the water drip out of it?
Yeah, sir. He done that. They make anything out of milk. Them old folks. Yeah, they done everything with milk cap. Milk and chicken on the yard. Yard just full of chicken. All side, little ones, big ones, all side of chicken. Just do you good to go outside, like you come in here, all them chicken be running around there.
Yep.
All them chicken be running around there, cap. And you can't walk in the yard because they're looking for you to feed them.
What'd you say to him when you were feeding him? How'd you call him?
Nothing but chicken, chicken.
Yeah.
Chicken. That's all you do. Throw the corn out there. Chicken. And he coming. Oh, they coming.
Do you have a place where you kept them?
Yeah, sir. Built a hen out. And some of them, I didn't build no hen out. They stayed up in them trees like them bushes there. They stayed up in there like them little bushes there. You just flop in there at night, cap. And stayed there. Ain't build no hen out. Some of them build, them chickens stay up in there. Get on the ground. While you find a big brace top, about two or three dozen eggs, why they don't lead in there? Yeah, sir.
Hmm.
Lay. If you feed them good, they'll lay all out in the yard. Them big old eggs. Yeah, sir. Lay out in the yard. You feed them good. But you didn't feed them, they'll go off and hunt something to eat. You had to hunt for your hen egg then. Yeah, now you get so many eggs down yonder on the river, yeah, I didn't know what to do with them, yeah. That's true. Boil them and do everything with them. And I tell you, yeah, sir. Them chickens, they down there at that main right now. 15 head is the biggest them rolled out of hens than you ever see. Put up chicken, yeah, sir. And raised garden, the people did and all that. Yeah, till Puckon time come. Puckon time comes, that's all over. They bought that Puckon then. So many down there, that's what they get their little money off them Puckon. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I used to go out there Sunday, it looked like money to me. Yeah, sir. Couldn't go to the field. I wouldn't go to the field. I'd go out there and sit up on them Puckon trees and get me five or six sacks. And that money come, I'd ready to sell them. Get my money then. Yeah, I said, get my money, and I could get it. Yes, sir. Sell them right there where you stay at. Or do the cross the road with them. They'll bomb. Yes, sir. They'll bomb. And this year, it's pretty high. 40, yeah, you're about 50 cents for a pound of pecan. If you had them, you could got the money. Anybody had pecan, he could got the money this year. That's right, but wasn't none. But this year, I believe it's going to be a plenty of them. I believe it's going to be a plenty of them. Yes, sir.
What kind of fence did you have around your garden?
Yes, sir.
Why?